This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's look closer at the section in Romans 15, 14 through 32, which emphasizes how to win the world to Christ. Paul shares three management principles all Christians should keep in mind. The first, how to maintain perspective in our lives. Paul knew what he had accomplished, what he was presently doing, and what he intended to do in the future. Through the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit, he had ministered from Jerusalem to Illyricum. Many had come to Christ, verses 18 through 23. His pioneer work in this area was completed. When you get discouraged, it's good to reflect on what God enabled you to accomplish in the past. When he wrote Romans, he was on his way to Jerusalem with an offering from believers in Macedonia and Achaia, verses 25 through 26. This was not a priority one task with him, but it was part of the big picture of building Christ's kingdom. You can't live on past accomplishments. Look to the past for perspective, but keep working on what you're presently doing till it is done. As you're doing this, begin thinking about where you will go and what you will do next. Paul planned to go to Spain via Rome. He looked forward to their assistance and fellowship. Though your future might look more exciting than your present, be careful not to live mentally in the future before you get your present task accomplished. Let your future plans motivate you in your present task and help you maintain perspective. As you plan for the future, reach far enough so it will take God's involvement to accomplish it. But be careful not to reach out so far that your future becomes unreachable. If you'd like to review this script and others, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.